I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. For decades, traditional media has been kind of a gatekeeper of trying to control what gory pictures and details go up on the air, in most cases successfully, with, of course, exceptions along the way. But in 2025, with social media's easy access to anyone, guardrails are pretty much totally off. Is there anything that can be done, or is this just going to be the way it is? Let's go through it. I can tell you, after decades of making these decisions in various newsrooms about these limits, they are not easy decisions to make. Needless, graphic, sensational footage in most circles has no intrinsic value, and yet we know there is a thirst for it. There have been newsrooms that half-jokingly, or maybe not, say if it bleeds, it leads, and that watching ambulances rush to the scene gets more attention than somebody helping an elderly woman cross the street. But where is the cutoff point? Where is a point where gore for gore's sake is just too much? The shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is the latest and most shocking example of drawing boundaries. Not in a movie, a human being. Whether you agree with his ideas or not, being shot down in cold blood is a horrible thing, and it was seen by millions of people on screens in detail. Traditional media showed him conducting his debate and throwing a hat into the crowd, but stopped short of showing the impact of the bullet. That eliminates the blood and the gore, which in my opinion has little value. We all know what happened from the reporting. Do we really need to see the impact? But what traditional media did made little difference, because within minutes, social media was filled with all the gory details and pictures. Anybody who wanted to see it could. I haven't watched, and quite frankly, I don't want to. YouTube says it's removing some graphic content if it doesn't provide sufficient context and restricting viewers under 18 from seeing it. It says it is in search of recommendations to help people stay informed. Meta rules don't prohibit posting videos like the Kirk shooting, but have slapped on warning labels. So where are we? There are a ton of stories out there now about fear of political violence from conservatives, liberals, and middle-of-the-roaders. So do we need to see the graphic, horrific details of anything like this? Does it help us understand how truly horrific it is, or does it not add anything except maybe motivate more hate? And if we want to try and control it, how do we stop people and sites without censoring people's rights to make their own decisions? The traditional media has made those decisions. Now it is open season on the posts. Does this need control through the social media platforms, or should people be allowed to post whatever they want? What makes sense?